ICE releases hundreds of migrants in Texas over Christmas. By Penny Starr on December 26, 2018. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has released hundreds of migrants in El Paso, Texas over the past few days, including 186 on Christmas Day. The local CBS affiliate reported that ICE has released 400 migrants. Rep. Beto O'Rourke, DTX, who lost his Senate bid to incumbent Republican Ted Cruz, is cited in the story as being instrumental in making sure ICE informs city officials of impending releases. As a result, nonprofits were a bit more prepared for the large intake, CBS4 reported. They're coming from immigration cells, so they're coming hungry. They're coming thirsty, most haven't bathed in a long time. The situation is really difficult for them. Dylan Corbett, executive director of Hope Border Institute, said in the CBS4 story. The report also includes comments from Ingrid, who is from Honduras and brought her 4-year-old son with her to the U.S. border. "I mean, it's unreal, like a dream," Ingrid said. "They gave us clothes, food, everything. I really didn't expect this, thank you so much." The CBS4 report included a statement from ICE. After decades of inaction by Congress, the government remains severely constrained in its ability to detain and promptly remove families with no legal basis to remain in the U.S. to mitigate the risk of holding family units past the time frame allotted to the government. ICE has curtailed reviews of post-release plans from families apprehended along the southwest border. ICE continues to work with local and state officials and NGO partners in the area so they are prepared to provide assistance with transportation or other services. O'Rourke tweeted his support for hundreds of undocumented people into American communities. The CBS4 story includes photos of children eating Christmas cookies and candy. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.